trip to Sanoa Beach from Santo Domingo. Those going on this day trip from Santo Domingo to Sanoa Island start at the Pizzarelli Pizza Palace at 6:45 in the morning. There was no one on the street this morning when I walked to our assigned pickup point. But at the pizza place, there are five of us who are met by a Cedro of Colonial Tours. We follow him down stone steps out of the Colonial Zone, where we load onto our bus transport. Picking up more passengers in Boca Chica along the way, we are full by the time we all get to Bayembe, where we board several small boats and a catamaran, and putt-putt out to Sanoa Beach, our destination. Santo Domingo is, I have found, far away from the best beaches of the Dominican Republic. The real sand and surf activities are on the north side of the island and at Punta Cana. Bayembe is a cute little town being discovered and developed by foreigners, and Sanoa Beach is clean and secure for all travelers, even if locals walk the beach selling their jewelry and local crafts that you've already been showed 100 times. On our sail back to the mainland at the end of the day, when we reboard our tour bus and return to Santo Domingo, there is dancing on our catamaran, too much booze, but very happy passengers. It is dark when we all get home, a 12-hour trip for $65, value when you add all the pieces. I never see these beaches without wondering about sailors marooned, Robinson Crusoe, pirate treasure buried by the foot of palm trees, marked by an X on a yellowed map, hidden deep in an old chest that has been in storms around Cape Horn. A trip to the Dominican Republic isn't complete without getting sand between my toes. After each trip, new moments join old moments in one big jigsaw puzzle. Today's moments could stand on their own, but they seem to pick up depth and velocity when they hold hands with older ones. Comparing moments brings wisdom, but learning, I have been told by experts, is best done with a pina colada in one hand and a barbecue wing in the other.